Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Translation. O Uddhav, does Yudhan fare well? He learned the intricacies of military art from Arjun and attained a transcendental destination which is very difficult to reach even for great renouncers. Purport. The destination of transcendence is to become the personal associate of the personality of Godhead, who is known as Adhokshaja, he who is beyond the reach of the senses. The renouncers of the world, the sannyasis, give up all worldly connections, namely family, wife, children, friends, home, wealth, everything, to attain the transcendental bliss of Brahman happiness. But Adhokshaja happiness is beyond Brahman happiness. The empiric philosophers enjoy a transcendental quality of bliss by philosophical speculation on the Supreme Truth. But beyond that pleasure is the pleasure enjoyed by Brahman in his eternal form of personality of Godhead. Brahman bliss is enjoyed by living entities after liberation from material bondage. But Parabrahman, personality of Godhead, enjoys actually a bliss of his own potency, which is called the Ladini potency. The empiric philosopher who studies Brahman by negation of the external features has not yet learned the quality of the Ladini potency of Brahman. Out of many potencies of omnipotent, there are three features of his internal potency, namely Samvit, Sandhini, and Ladini. And in spite of their strict adherence to the principles of Yama, Niyama, Asana, Dhyana, Dharana, and Pranayama, the great yogis and jnanis are unable to enter into the internal potency of the Lord. The internal potency is, however, easily realized by the devotee of the Lord by dint of devotional service. Yuyudhana achieved this stage of life just as he achieved expert knowledge in military science from Arjuna. Thus his life was successful to the fullest extent from both the material and spiritual angles of vision. That is the way of devotional service to the Lord. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Vinandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshulamitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Nvaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Rishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivas Adigaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhaite Girim Yatkripata Mahamande Shri Guru Dina Tarnam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna. I seek blessings of all the assembled devotees here. We have so many senior devotees. Ishwamba Prabhu, Radha Mohan Prabhu, Govind Prabhu, Premanama, everyone senior. So hopefully with your blessings I will be able to speak something for my own purification. I have no qualification, no knowledge, no understanding, no experience, nothing. So I'm just at the mercy of all of you. And also take blessings of all the online devotees who are seeing that. So we are in the first chapter of third canto, questions by Vidura. Vidura has met Uddhav at the bank of Yamuna and is asking various questions, well-being of all the devotees in and the Supreme Lord, Lords in Dwarka. Although he knows what's happened and all that has happened, but he still, just the nature of devotee, do not normally want to share any inauspicious news. But so he's asking the welfare of everyone. We discussed previously some of the devotees and lords. Now he's asking about Satyaki. How is Satyaki? The translation says, "Oh Uddhav, does Yuyudhana?" So Yudhana is name of Satyaki. He learned the intricacies. "Oh Uddhav, does Yuyudhana fare well?" He learned the intricacies of the military art from Arjun and attained a transcendental destination which is very difficult to achieve even for great renouncers. So Satyaki was part of the Vishnu family and he was son of Satyaka, and his grandfather, you know, what we read from Mahabharata, was a great warrior, very powerful. His name was Sini. So he was also many times referred as the grandson of Sini, the great warrior. And Satyaki was also one of the general in the army of Yadavas. And at many places he has taken a lot of responsibility to fight. He was there in the Mahabharata war, and his name is also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, in pretty much in the first chapter. Is compared to he had the equal strength, Bhima Arjuna Samayadi. He had almost equal strength to Bhima and Arjun, and he was also referred as a Maharathi along with Drupad and Viratas. He was also a Maharathi. And we learn from Mahabharata how many situations he protected Yudhishthira. So he was also given the responsibility of protecting Yudhishthira whilst Arjun with Krishna was entering into the Chakravyuh. I think it was the day when they were willing to, or they had decided to kill Jayadrath. So it was a very critical situation. Yudhishthira Maharaj needed to be protected. So Satyaki was chosen to be that person because he was very responsible. He was a very great warrior. And he did protect Yudhishthira Maharaj. And at one stage, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked him to go and see what's happening with Arjun, because he's not heard for a long time Arjun's, you know, uproar of victory. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was worried. So he asked Satyaki to go and see what's happening there. And Satyaki then goes on the way to reach Arjun. He fights with lots of great warriors, Drona, in between Duryodhan, Dushasan, Karna, lots of great warriors he fought. And he defeated all of them, and he could make it all the way to Arjun at that stage. So there are other references also where he fought along with Krishna. He also fought against the Banasura. And he even actually killed, I think, Banasura's son. And he was quite a formidable, warrior, fighter. And even at the time of Shalya attacking Dwarka, he was there. And he was there with Krishna many, many other times. Also when Krishna went to the assembly of the Kauravas for a negotiation for a peace agreement, he was also there at the time. He was ready with his army just in case things go wrong, and it did go wrong. So he was there ready with the army and to take Krishna safely out of that situation. So Satyaki has perfected his life, as we see in this purport, that he achieved the transcendental destination, which is very difficult to to reach even for the great announcers. So he is mentioned as Gatim Tadiyam Yatir Durapam. Gatim Tadiyam Yatibhir Durapam. So this Tadiyam, I was referring to this word, is very famous word. And Prabhupada has used this in many contexts. And there's also a famous verse that Prabhupada used all the time. Is what's the verse about Archananam? Sarvesham Aradhananam Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyam Samarchana. So this is Lord Shiva speaking to Devi, his wife Sati Devi, Parvati Devi. And this, he's saying what it means is that of all the worships, yeah, Sarvesham Aradhananam Vishnu Aradhanam Param, Vishnu Aradhanam Param, of the worship of all the gods, the worship of the Lord Vishnu is the supreme. And even higher than that is the worship of the Tadiyam, of the devotees of the Lord. And I was referring to one purport where Prabhupada used this word, Tadiya, with reference to King Pratapudra receiving the Bhairvash, outer garment of Lord Chaitanya. King Pratapudra was a great king, a great devotee of the Lord. And he always desired to have the association, a meeting with the Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya would not like to associate with a politician. He was a king. And it was not the etiquette to meet a king. And at various situations, devotees would appeal to Lord Chaitanya that Mahaprabhu is such a great devotee, you know, you must give him a chance, you must meet him once, you must give him your mercy. And Ramananda Rai, who was actually a governor in the kingdom of Pratapudra, and we know about Ramananda Rai's meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Ramananda Rai, you know, discussed various aspects of highest devotional service. And interestingly, in the same discussion between Ramananda Rai and Mahaprabhu, this concept of Ladini, Samvit Samnidhi and Ladini Shakti is also discussed at the time. Ramananda Rai was very dear to Mahaprabhu, and it's only by after meeting Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Sarvabhauma mentioning to Mahaprabhu that on his visit to South India he should first meet Ramananda Rai. Mahaprabhu met Ramananda Rai and they had this detailed conversation on the highest devotional service. So Ramananda Rai at the time when met to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu suggested that he comes and joins him at the Jagannath Puri. So Ramananda Rai made that presentation to the king. Now he was a very responsible governor, but Pratapudra decided and agreed that okay, if you want to be in the association of Lord Chaitanya, then I would be very happy for you to give up your position and I will make some other arrangement. So he allowed Ramananda Rai to come back to Puri. And not only that, he allowed him to retire from his position as governor and also gave him the lifetime pension. So Ramananda Rai was favored by Maharaj Pratapudra, even though Pratapudra never received the mercy directly. But he favored Ramananda Rai. So this is the nature of a devotee, that how much they care for the other person, other devotee's welfare. And if other devotee is getting mercy, then the devotee is very happy and he wants to make all the facility. So Ramananda Rai also reciprocating with the mercy that Pratapudra had bestowed on him, he would always make appeal or sometime always appreciate that how King Pratapudra is always constantly desiring to take darshan of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu had noticed him previously, because at the time of Rathyatra, Jagannath Rathyatra, he would sweep the floor and Mahaprabhu could see the humility of the king and also setting the right example. at various situations, but Mahaprabhu would never bestow his mercy directly on him. So the extent was interesting was, one time as Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy dancing in front of the cart on the Rath Yatra, he lost his balance, and as he was standing up, somehow Prataprudra used to be, happened to be standing there, and he lifted Mahaprabhu a little bit. Mahaprabhu, realizing who has touched him, he gave him a very disgusted look. So you can imagine if someone like king, what his position is, he's a very powerful king, and how he's being treated. But he's such a devotee that he understood who Mahaprabhu is and what his mercy is about. So he never felt like discouraged. And the one of the reasons, because the devotees always encouraged him. So although Mahaprabhu did not openly accept him, but devotees always encouraged him. Don't worry, you're doing well. Mahaprabhu loves you and he will give you mercy. At the same time, they would appeal to Mahaprabhu that you should give him mercy. So one time in a meeting, all the devotees got together and they shared some news with Mahaprabhu that King Prataprudra is feeling so desperate to see you and have your darshan that he's decided to give up his own kingdom and all the opulence that he has. And he'll become a beggar. So now the word is saying that, but this is not, Mahaprabhu, you should reconsider, because if a king, a devotee king like Prataprudra gives up his kingdom, it's not good, because he's taking care of all his subject, all his kingdom, and encouraging everyone in the devotional service of the Lord. So different appeals were being made, and somehow Mahaprabhu could not be convinced. So finally, Mahaprabhu said, "Okay, if all of you agree, and you want me to meet Maharaj Prataprudra, I will meet him. But then I should also get permission from Damodar Pandit." Damodar Pandit was like a very learned, very confidential associate of the Lord. But he would also have, various situations. He would sometimes correct the Lord as well, and so-called correction. So Mahaprabhu said, if Damodar Pandit gives me permission, then I can see him. And then Damodar Pandit is saying, "Oh Lord, you are Supreme Lord, you are independent. Who am I to give you any permission? You have all the independence to do what you think, what you feel like. But we know that by you get attracted to the love of devotees, and by the attraction, you may do whatever you like." Nityananda Prabhu was also there. He realized a lot of philosophical exchanges were taking place, but nothing practical was happening. So he said, "Okay, I must get a practical solution." So he made a proposal to Mahaprabhu. He said, "I've heard that people, when they're attached to a particular object, they can even sometime give up their life. So Maharaj Prataprudra is so obsessed and he's so deeply inclined to take your darshan. And if he's not getting it, who knows, he may even give up his life. So it was like a suicide situation may happen. And what if he writes a suicide note there? It won't be a good position for Mahaprabhu. So, but Nityananda Prabhu said, "Okay, there's one proposal." That's when he proposed, "Then why don't you, give your Bhairavash, the outer garment, that is, if you give that to Maharaj Prataprudra, he will be happy, he will be satisfied." So Mahaprabhu agreed to that proposal. He said, "Yes, that's a good idea. I don't have to see the king, but my garment can see the king." So he says, "Fine, the garment, that's no problem with that." So Mahaprabhu agreed and he gave him the outer garment. And it was given to Maharaj Prataprudra. He started to worship that garment. He was so happy to receive the garment of Mahaprabhu and he started to worship it. And in that same purport, Prabhupada mentioned about the tadiya. So tadiya means that something belongs to the Lord, more relevant to the Lord. That can also be referred to as, belong to anyone. But in the context that we're discussing, so tadiyam is the one or belongs to the Lord, or it could be Lord's paraphernalia, or Lord's dham, it could be any of those. that belongs to the Lord is Tadiya, is worshipable. And prasad is also considered as the Tadiya. And the Tadiya is so powerful that, you know, with that association, by having, you know, having prasad, we can also experience the love of the Lord. So Tadiya is that important. So Satyaki, as we're seeing this in context, has received that special position in the heart of the Lord. So Tadiya, for a devotee, when he makes a position in the heart of the Lord, he's become Tadiya devotee. Prabhupada also says, Vaishnavas, Guru, they're all Tadiyas. So that's the position of Tadiya. And it's also mentioned in Adhokshadya, Prabhupada clarifies. Adhokshadya means what? Adhokshadya is beyond the reach of the senses. So Adhokshadya, one is beyond. Aksha is also called called like senses, but sometimes also called meant as the eyes, because when it is used as a suffix like Kamalaksha, then it becomes the eye, otherwise meant as the senses. So Adhokshadya, the Lord, means one who is beyond the senses, and he has received that transcendental destination. By what means? He received it by Sevaya. It says, Lebe Anjasa Adhokshaja Sevaya. By the service of the Lord, he could achieve that highest position. Shri Shri Radha Gokulanda Bhagavan ki Jai. Hanuman ki Jai. Okay, so Srila Prabhupada carries on to speak about Ladini potency and Samvit Samdhini. I think that's another conversation, the conscious of time. I was also thinking today is the anniversary day of Srila Prabhupada's arrival at the USA. He arrived USA actually on the, I was just taking note, on the 19th of September. So this is the anniversary as per the lunar calendar today, the 5th of October. So it is a very auspicious day today. So we can see how Srila Prabhupada also made this difficult journey to the West. And he made it to New York. So at the time, Prabhupada's, you know, it's written in the Lila Amrit that everyone was actually going to London. But Prabhupada decided to go to New York. He said, I had never wanted to go to London. I always had my eye on the New York. So he would, obviously we know about Prabhupada was, you know, was his journey ever since in 1922. He received the instruction to preach in the Western country, because he said, his spiritual master said, you can speak English, you are an educated person. You should preach in the Western country, in the English language. So Prabhupada, ever since that instruction that he kept in his heart, and he was constantly meditating on how he can fulfill the instruction of his spiritual master. So that was 1922, and he actually made the journey in 1965. So almost more than 40 years he has been, you know, meditating on it, working on it every day. And I'll talk a little bit about the last few days of his journey, not the journey, but making to the journey, Jalduta. So what happened is, so beginning of 1965, Prabhupada had written the manuscript of the third volume of the first canto, January 1965. But he was now looking for some Lakshmi to be able to print it, publish it. It was very expensive. Prabhupada had, you know, no money. He was traveling from Radha Damodar to Delhi to the Radha Press there, and somehow collecting some Lakshmi donations here and there. And he was constantly doing that. But now he had the third volume in English. Actually, Lord Radha, some conversations also in the Lilamrit that his godbrother saying him, why do you want to write more commentary? There are already manuscripts of the Goswamis lying in Radha Damodar. There are so many volumes of commentary written by our acharyas. Even the Gaudiya Math has also written so many publications. So why do we need more? Why do we need to write more? But Prabhupada was very convinced that he has to write, he has to preach in the West, so he has to write the purport which is more relatable for the people in the West. So he did that. So at the beginning of 65, he approached Sumati Moraji to get some Lakshmi so that he can print and publish the third volume of the first canto. And he had that meeting, and actually that time he was waiting for 5 hours, it is said, in Lilamrat, just outside of Maharaj's office. And when she came and she saw the Prabhupada sitting in there, she asked her secretary, who is this gentleman sitting there? They said he's sitting for 5 hours. And she was, you know, she was a very pious lady, understand Prabhupada sitting there. She asked, what do you want? And he called him in the office. And she immediately agreed that, you know, yes, I will give you the Lakshmi and you can publish and print. Prabhupada got the money. He went back to the Vrindavan again, and then he went to the Delhi and got some paper arrangement and sorted. And now he had the third volume printed. Now his eyes focused again on how can I take all these books to the West? How can I make that arrangement? So again he was going around, you know, meeting great people. I was amazed to read in Nilamrat how many, you know, diplomats, presidents, vice president, prime minister. He was writing to everyone, trying to meet everyone, convince that how important this subject matter is. And just in the meeting when he was in Mathura, he met Agarwal, and just casually speaking to Agarwal, you know, and Prabhupada would do that to everyone that he meets, would say he wants to go to West to preach. And this Mr. Agarwal happens to say that his son is in US, in New York, and Prabhupada makes a proposal, then why don't you ask him to sponsor my visa? I would like to go to West and preach. And that's the meeting was over, and then Prabhupada after that, you know, he just moved on. But somehow Mr. Agarwal took it to the heart, and he wrote his son a letter that, you know, this is Bhaktivedanta Swami, and he wants to come to the New York and he wants to preach. And his son Gopal Agarwal somehow, you know, he also agreed to do that. So he made, you know, he submitted his sponsor letter to the consulate there, and somehow, you know, the letter arrived. And Prabhupada, after 3 or 4 months, he got that news from the Delhi that he has received a no objection certificate for travel to US. Now this was a great news for Prabhupada. Now the next challenge was obviously to travel to the West. So he then decided to go to the Sumati Muraji once again and ask for, you know, some Lakshmi and some passage to the New York, because he knew that she has the cargo, the Scindia shipping, one of the ships he can travel to the West. So we know about that. He made a lot of, you know, visits to the Sumati Muraji's office. She would not agree. She would straight away say no. And even her secretary Chokshi would also say no, because there was just a, you're too old to go to the West, and it's very difficult. The weather is not good. You know, it's very cold out there, and you may die there. It's very hard, very difficult. Prabhupada would not accept that, and he would constantly, you know, beg upon. He wants to go there. And then finally, you know, that he agreed, and she agreed to give him a passage to New York, and Prabhupada made it. He carried actually 200 sets of 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he had 40 rupees. And when he arrived, on the way, he distributed one set of Bhagavatam to the captain, Mr. Pandya. He got $20 from there also. So that's what he arrived with. And then we also know about his, you know, prayer on the way to the West in Jaladutta, Markina Bhagavat, how he was praying to the Lord, begging to the Lord for the mercy, that how much his spiritual master wanted to spread the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the holy names, to the West. And Prabhupada's humility, you know, he's saying he has no strength, he has no knowledge, and it's only by the mercy of the Lord that he can actually do this. And he begging the mercy from the Lord. And similarly, I was trying to relate how Ramananda Rai also would make an appeal to Mahaprabhu to give mercy to the Pratap Rudra. And Mahaprabhu would always say that he is a Vishayi. Vishayi means who is always in the, you know, engaging in the sense gratification. And but Ramananda Rai, because he was a Tadiya devotee of the Lord, Lord agreed to his proposal. He always had a soft corner. So actually Ramananda Rai only could make Lord's heart soft to give darshan to Pratap Rudra. And that's how Ramananda Rai also is considered as Tadiya devotee. And our Srila Prabhupada also in the same mood that he wants to give that mercy to all of us in the West. So he made that appeal to the Lord and he made all the preparation to fulfill the order of Sri Master to come to the West and give us this great treasure of the Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, I think. Sorry, I was not a lot prepared today. Somehow did it. So maybe some comments, questions. Shambhu, anything you want to share on Prabhupada's arrival at the U.S.?
Yeah, it's interesting that when Prabhupada asked donation from Sriman Murarji, the lady, he would print his magazine and do the tea rooms in Delhi. He would distribute the magazine in tea rooms. And it's just very interesting that Prabhupada would wait for them, you know, to drink the tea. They were chatty, in a good mood, and they would be flexible, you know, to give donations, inclined to give donations. And I was some years back, you know, I was reflecting on that, and it's interesting how people. I try to do table to table, you know, book distribution, people drinking tea and coffee, waiting for them to consume, you know, some coffee, and they would feel chatty, and they would take a Bhagavad Gita. So it was Prabhupada's idea. And it's interesting that, you know, if everyone would do something like that, it would work 100%. Anyway, that's another thing. But Prabhupada, you could see that he sold the very first set of Bhagavatam on the ship, you know, to inaugurate his voyage of book distribution. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo.
Thank you, Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavat Purana ki jai.